It's Tuesday, July 29, 2025.
It was like some kind of underwater apocalypse had taken place.
Algae bloom and marine heat wave decimating South Australia's coast and fisheries. Iran grapples with water shortages and extreme heat. Plus,
we will not allow a windmill to be built in the United States.
Donald Trump's irrational hatred of renewable energy is killing jobs across the U.S.
All of that irrationality and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Windmill should not be allowed. It ruins the landscape. It kills the birds. They're noisy. The whole thing is a con job. It's very expensive. And in all fairness, Germany tried it, and wind doesn't work.
Oh, hi. All of that is a lie. This is your Green News Report. Wow, Desiree, the U.S. taxpayers sure paid a lot of money to send Donald Trump over to Scotland to lie about wind all weekend long, didn't we?
And to pay for everyone to go to his own golf course.
Yeah, crazy, isn't it? But that's where we are. What do you got for us today?
Well, first, the massive heat dome parked over the eastern half of the United States is setting some records and threatening the electric grid. But conditions are even worse in Iran, where temperatures have hit 122 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yikes.
The extreme heat and an ongoing five-year drought have triggered water shortages. Reservoirs supplying the capital, Tehran, are at their lowest levels in a century, curbing hydroelectric power as well. Scientists say the heat, overexploitation of groundwater, aging infrastructure, and the impacts of climate change are to blame. In Greece and Turkey, thousands of people have been evacuated as firefighters struggle to contain fast-spreading, wind-driven wildfires that have been exacerbated by persistent drought and a heat wave, with unusually high temperatures topping 104 degrees for more than a week. In Australia, a persistent, intense marine heat wave has generated a devastating algae bloom, or red tide, affecting 1,500 square miles of ocean off South Australia's coastline. Toxic algae thrive in warm ocean waters, rapidly using up oxygen and nutrients, suffocating marine life that can't get out of the way fast enough. The red tide is also hitting South Australia's tourism revenue and its commercial fisheries. Australia's Marine Fishers Association estimates that about a third of South Australia's waters are devoid of fish.
Wow.
A different survey calculates that Australia's algae bloom has killed about 15,000 animals from over 450 species that are littering the seafloor and the beaches with carcasses.
Sounds nice.
Australia's Biodiversity Council calls it, quote, one of the worst marine disasters in living memory. Here's Dr. Georgina Wood of Australia's Flinders University on ITV News.
It's not solely caused by things like climate change, but it is influenced by things like a severe marine heat wave, which we've been experiencing for over 6 months. It's a natural disaster and it should be considered at a national scale. And we're going to see the impacts of this bloom for many, many years to come.
Meanwhile, at a press conference in Scotland over the weekend, Donald Trump delivered a bizarre litany of lies about solar and especially wind energy. Rather than repeat those lies, the facts are that both onshore and offshore wind energy projects are among the cheapest forms of energy to build around the world, costing far less than nuclear energy.
But he says it's so expensive.
And he's wrong.
Oh.
Wind energy also generates much cheaper electricity than fossil fuels around the world because the wind is free forever and not subject to price volatility.
Not yet. Give him time.
And NOAA says there is no direct evidence of whales being killed by wind industry activities.
Because you know Donald Trump is concerned about the whales.
But Trump's irrational hatred is having real-world impact. Data firm E2 calculates that, due to the Trump administration's rollbacks of clean energy incentives, $22 billion in planned clean energy projects have been canceled so far this year alone. Nearly 17,000 clean energy jobs lost, along with the related economic investments that communities were counting on, disproportionately affecting Republican-controlled states. The analysis was conducted before congressional Republicans repealed billions more dollars in clean energy incentives and investments in their One Big Beautiful Bill. Long-term, an analysis by Energy Innovations projects that as many as 760,000 jobs will be lost because of that bill by 2030. Factoring in the mass layoffs of tens of thousands of federal staffers, scientists, contracts, and more, Trump is literally the job-killing president.
But it's all about stopping waste, fraud, and abuse, right? For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Don't you know that we all gotta say no?